All right, so this evening I'd like to talk about a subject which is somewhat politically charged, the question of universal health care. It's politically charged because just recently the Congress passed a law which President Obama's administration has been pushing, requiring everybody to purchase some form of medical insurance, and it was challenged in court. Because the question is, does the government have the right to insist that anybody buy anything if you don't want to? That's part of the question, the reach of the government and so on. And, you know, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know all the ins and outs of the case from the point of view of law, legal, and, you know, even the political ideas. But, it's certainly an important case. It went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court, I think, upheld it as being constitutional. I don't know when it takes effect and so on, but I thought it would be worthwhile to explore some Torah perspectives on the question of universal health care. Actually, the issue really is not health care, but health care coverage. When you hear about the health care crisis in the United States, it's not a crisis in health care. We have very good health care here. You know, we have the top physicians and top hospitals in the world in the United States. It's not a matter so much of health care as health care coverage. But the question is, what is the Torah, what does Halacha have to say about requiring people to buy medical insurance, or does the government have the right to get involved in government? Is medicine or a person's medical care basically a personal decision, and it's nobody else's business? Are there communal responsibilities? And I believe that we can break it down, as I'd like to do for tonight, to four basic questions. The first question is, altogether, is a person required to consult physicians? Right? Is a Jewish person required altogether? It's hard to say you can force somebody to buy medical coverage if you can't even force a person to go to the doctor. Can a person make a decision that I'm not interested in going to the doctor? Then the question is, assuming that a person can, should go to a doctor, and that a doctor is performing a mitzvah in treating a patient, is a doctor permitted to charge fees? Right? Or we say he's doing a mitzvah, so how can you charge a fee? And then, assuming the doctor can charge a fee, what do? If a person is unable to afford a fee, obviously you can tell them, sorry, you have to drop dead. You can't pay. To what extent does the community get involved? And finally, to what extent is there any responsibility officially for the community to get involved? Those are the four issues I like to look at. A point of departure is the Pasuk in the Sefer Sedra, in Parashas Ekev. The Torah gives a haftacha. In the beginning of the Sedra begins, Ekev Tishmon, if you listen to all the mitzvahs and you observe all the Torah's laws and so on, so you'll get various rewards. And it says in the first source, Parashas Zayin, Avraham, Pasuk says, Hashem will remove all illness from you. You'll never get sick, right? You won't have any illness. And all the ills of the Egyptians, the plagues and so on, the suffered by the Egyptians, you won't see any of that. They'll never be visited upon you. In fact, they'll go on to your enemies. So here we have Avtacha, that if a person observes the mitzvah, they're not going to get sick. Illness won't be a problem. This is very similar to a Pasuk earlier in the Chumash, which I quoted in the second source, in Parshas B'Shalach, Shmos Parak Tezvav, Pasuk Chavav. It's right after Kriyas Yamsuf. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayomer, Im Shemoa Tishma L'Kol HaShemol HaKecha V'Yosho Ben Avtaseh, L'Azan Tala Mitzvah V'Shemayat HaKol Chukov. If you listen to the, hearken to the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you'll do that which is right and just in His eyes, and you'll listen to all the mitzvahs and keep all the commandments, Kol HaMach L'Shesam V'Mitzrayim L'Asim Alecha. All the illness that you saw in Mitzrayim, I won't place upon you. Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha, I am your doctor, with a capital B. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the doctor. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the healer. You don't have to go to doctors. I'll be your healer. Like Rashi comments over there again in Shmos Park, if you get sick, but it'll be like you weren't ever sick, because I will heal you. I am the physician. I'm the chief doctor. Similarly, there's a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, source 4, Parakov Gimel, Pasuk Kof. Hey, it says, "Vavaratem as Hashem Alakecha." If you serve Hashem, so then Uverach Eslach Moches Menecha, He'll bless your bed and your water and some of your food. Hasirosi Machla Mikirbecha, I will keep all sickness and disease and so on out of your midst. On the basis of this, another pasuk which we'll see shortly, the Ramban has a famous comment in his
the parish of Chumash in Parshas Bichukosai, in the Tochach on Parshas Bichukosai, in Shmos Mevarayichram, in Perkhov Vav Pasikid Aleph, in the middle of which, I'm going to read the whole thing, because I print on the bottom some of the sources that he quotes as right, but the Ramban writes, Vaklal, the beginning, again, it's Perkhov Vav Pasikid Aleph, it's in the middle, it's a long Ramban, it says, Vaklal, Kibios Yisrael Shlemeim Rabim, Lo Yisnaheg Im Jonah Meteva Klal. And the Jewish people are doing what they're supposed to do, they won't be governed by the laws of nature. Lo begufam, not physically, lo artem, not in the land, lo becholam, not in general, lo beyachid, not in individuals. Ki yivarach Hashem, lachmam, el kashbaruch, will bless all their food and everything they need. The yasim, lachmam, ekirbam, ad shalo yitztarchu lerofe. They won't need doctors. Right? You don't have to go to any doctors, nobody's going to get sick. The derech mi darker fuz kol. Kemo shomar, ani Hashem rofecha. I'm your doctor. You don't need to go to consult the physician. I'm your doctor. V'chein ha'yu atzdikim osim bizman nevuah. That's how righteous people practiced, indeed, in the time of prophecy. Whenever something happened, they would not consult the doctors. Lo yidru shubarofim rak v'nevim. It would be if they would take care of themselves spiritually. If they experienced some type of physical illness, so they would do tshuva, and they would speak to the nevim and see what I have to take care of spiritually. Like Hezekiah when he was sick, and so on. And we'll see again some of that psukh. I'll skip a little bit. The Ramban writes in the second paragraph there. Aval hadorish Hashem benavi lo yidrosh berofim. Somebody who will consult in the Nevi'im and to the Tshuva and so on doesn't need to go to Rofim. In the famous words, Uma chelek lerofim beveis osei ritzon Hashem. What place do doctors have in a home where people do the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Achar sheiftiach. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that he'll keep sickness away and so on. Okay? So that's what the... Rabbani quotes other rayas again, which we'll see inside. Bottom line, he says at the very end, he refers by this one, he might be thinking, doesn't the pasuk say v'rapoli rape? The doctor has the right to treat. Yeah, the doctor has the right to treat. Doesn't mean that the sick person has the right to go to the doctor. Better to go to a nabi. Better to do tshuva. Better to fix yourself up spiritually and so on. At the very end, the Ramban writes, Aval b'rtzos Hashem darkish ein lo esik berofim. Somebody who does the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need any doctors. And among the riots that he quotes, I've printed the psukim here, and source number 6, Dibra Yamin Beis, Parak Tezlein, Posse Gid Beis, Vayechala Asa, Asa was one of the kings of Yehuda, by the descendant of David HaMelech, the Malchir is David, Vishnah Shosh Natesh Malchuso, Baragav Ad Lamala Chalyo, Vigam Becholyo, Lo Doris Hash Hashem Ki Barofim. He's criticized because when he took ill Asa HaMelech, he did not consult HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he consulted and took direction from the doctors. And this is David there explained in source 7. Again, they were on base, practice nine, plus good base, keep our open, some bitchono barofim levadom. He placed all his trust in the hands of the doctors, and he's criticized for that. Similarly, again, the Ramban quotes in source number 8, a medrash in Shir Shirim Rabbah, Parshavav, says, Omar of Levi, Tira de lo pasiach la mitzvasi e pasiach la asya, a home. Gates in the home where it's not open for mitzvahs, then it'll be open for doctors. In other words, you know, when you're not doing mitzvahs, then you'll need doctors. And he also does the Ramban refers to a Gemara in Brochus, of Samech Dal and Al, very last, the Daf in Brochus. The Gemara there says,
they're not up to it yet.
No, they're not, not quite. Okay, but the last Daf, we'll get there. The last Daf in Brochus says, Kol Hanach Shani de Moloch Rabbah. Rabbah was the Rosh Hashiva, you know, Rabbah of Yosef. We're contemporaries, so Rabbah, so Rabbah got the job first, and it says that all the years that Rabbah ruled as the Rosh Hashiva, afilu umna lebeis lo kara, never called a doctor to his house. So Ramban understands that to mean he didn't need a doctor, he was a righteous person, he didn't need any doctors. Now, full disclosure, Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi, which I printed in source 10, says umna lebeis lo kara, it's praising Rabbah's humility. He didn't say, oh, the doctor's got to come to me. Because I'm the Rosh Hashiva, you know. He said, "Lo nag kol os tzarim shum tzad tzorora." He did not exercise his authority in an imposing way. When he needed medical treatment, akizdam literally means bloodletting, which at the time was thought to be a major medical, medically beneficial treatment. He went to the doctor. So Rashi isn't learning like Ramban. Rashi's learning, he's just telling you, the Rabbah, despite the fact that Rosh Hashiva didn't fizzle like he's the Rosh Hashiva, so he's got to come to him. He went to the doctor. But that's not what Ramban learns. Ramban learns, he didn't need to go to a doctor. So you look at all these sources, look at what Ramban learns. You can't talk about universal health care being a requirement. Everybody's got to provide medical insurance. you're going to have to go to a doctor. And certain people, the Ramban seems to say, it's better not to go to a doctor. It's truly pious, righteous, you know, Shama Torah Mitzvah doesn't need a doctor. So what do you have to apply? The same way, you know, you can't tell a person, you wouldn't tell a person who doesn't own a car, he's got to buy automobile insurance. Right? I mean, it's true, you have to buy automobile insurance in this country. That's true. You don't have to have a car. You don't have a car, you have to buy auto insurance. Right? So if you're not going to go to a doctor, so you don't have to buy medical insurance. And apparently, it's a value, or it's at least an acceptable position, not to go to a doctor. However, that does not seem to be the mainstream view. With full respect to Ramban, who was a doctor, by the way. Right? There is a Gemara in Brachos, actually, or a few pages earlier, which is very important because it kind of sums up the two sides very neatly. Source number 11. It's Gemara in Brachos, Af Samach Amar Av, the bottom of the page, top of this page, bottom of the page in Brachos. It says, Amar Av Acha, Hanichnos Lahakis Dam. Again, the person goes to have bloodlet. Again, it goes, we would say today, he goes for a medical procedure. The person goes in for a medical procedure. Omer, he says the following tefillah. He wrote some of an Echa Hashem Lekai. May be your will, Hashem. Shehei Esek Zed Lila Refuah V'Tiprayne. That this procedure should work. That I should get healed from whatever illness it is. Kikel Rofei Neman Ata or Fosko Emes. You are the true and dependable doctor, and your healing is true. Lefisha ein darkon shalbnei adam lerapos. Okay, it's not really proper for people to go to the doctor for treatment. Ela shenahagu, but zeh zeminik. That's what people do. That's the way of the world. That's where I'm going. Right, look in Rashi for a moment. Source 12. Rashi says there brachas samachon al shein darkon shalbnei adam lecholei koma lo hayolahem lasuk perfus el levakish rachamim. The proper thing is not to go to the doctor. You should say daven. You should levakish rachamim. Say tell him or whatever. However, back to the Gemara in 11, end of the second line. Amar Abaye lo lema inish hachi. Abaye says, a person should not say that. That's not correct. To say that it's improper to go to a doctor, rather you should just ask the rachamim, Abaye doesn't like that. That was Ravacha. Abaye says, no. Lo lema inish hachi. The Tana de Erebi Shmuel, virapo yirape, mikansha nitna reshus l'rofa l'rapos. Abaye says the assumption is that a doctor has the right to heal, and he understands that to me, a person has the right to go to a doctor. What do you say, Kikar? When you come, what do you say? Omer Racha Baruch Rofei Chinom. Blessed is the healer who heals for nothing. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, again, full disclosure, the Vilna Gaon and the Khan and HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the side there says there's another version, Baruch Rofei Cholim. But whatever the exact text is, Rofei Chinom, it becomes a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, Abaye is saying, of course, you recognize that the healing ultimately comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's absolutely nothing wrong with going to a doctor. And what he quotes, of course, is the famous pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, printed in Source 13, Shmos Par Kafala, Psukim Yudches and Yates, the Chiyiruvon Anoshim, two people get into a fight. Because is right, Evan of Egro, one hits the other with a rock, or he punches him, you know, with his fist. The lo yomos doesn't kill the guy, but when off on the mishkan, he falls and he becomes bedridden, he has to be hospitalized. Im yakum misalak b'chutz, al mishan tov, and he call makar, rak shivta yitem rapo yirapay. Among the things you have to take care of is rapo yirapay, you have to take care of his medical bills. And the Gemara there says, in Baba Kamadi and Apasin, Baba Kamad of Pei Heyam and Olive, source 14, the Tanya, that's what the Rashi quoted up there. I'm sorry, that's what the Abaye quoted in the one brachas, but the original source, or the primary source is Sugin Baba Kama, because the Sugin Baba Kama, then he's Parak Achovel, talks about the obligation when somebody harms or damages somebody else. So what are, you know, the Chamisha Dorma, and there's a Tzarit, which has a Boshes, you have to pay certain bills and so on if you harm somebody else. So among in that sugi, the Gemara said, the Tanya, the Beir Bishmol Omer, Verapa Yerape, Mikansha, Nitan Rishus, Lerofe, Lerapos. A doctor has the right to heal. And Rashi explains, well, what do you need a limit like that for? So Rashi says, and I tamed off, Peyaman al Dumasu, Nitna Rishus, Lerofe, Lerapos. The law Amrina and Rachmona, Mache, Veirumase. You don't say, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me sick. If he wants, he'll make me better. Right? There are religions that hold like that. Right? Every once in a while you hear these cases where the parents don't want to take the kid to the doctor and so on, right? Just a couple years ago, listen to you. No, that's okay. And also in the courts, the parents wouldn't, was their religious belief. So Rav said, that's not our belief. Now, that's what the Gemara is saying. Lo amrin rachmona mache viyu mase. Okay, you know, you come up to Rosh Chodesh El, right? So it says mache o mase. That's the end of the slichas. It means he smites and he heals, right? The Kadosh Baruch Hu caused the illness. We don't say he caused me the illness, and therefore he should he'll heal me if he feels like it. That's not what we say. You go to a doctor. Okay, Tosfos explains, we shouldn't think, well, maybe there's a difference. Maybe in this case, that pasuk in Mishpatim that the Gemara quotes, that's talking about somebody else caused me to be not well. God only got punched in the face, he broke my arm, or the other person's there, maybe you can go to a doctor. But if I got an illness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not another person, because the son took ill, you know, whatever disease, it wasn't caused by another person, then maybe I think it's different. No, commercial is not true, that's what Tulsa says. Okay.
Why is it such an open Gemara? At least you have an opinion of it by, why do you think the Ramban would have been seemingly so defensive about his...
Well, again, the Ramban, we'll have to see. But the Ramban was saying, that's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means we have the right to, the doctor has the right to, if someone comes, but better is not to go. However, you're right, there is another Gemara earlier in the Gemara of Akam, which I quoted in Source 17. I have to be honest, it's the subject there is not medicine, but the Gemara uses it as a raya. Certain things are obvious. The Gemara says certain things are obvious, like the particular case there is about you have to prove you're going to court and trying to be motzi mom, and that's the sugar of motzi chaver al raya. Now, if you have to try to prove something, you have to bring the proofs. In the course of that discussion, it has nothing to do with us. The Gemara says it's a svara, like the chayiv, like keive azul beyasya. A person who has pain goes to the doctor. I'm just quoting it here to show the Gemara assumes that that's the dira gur behavior, that's the normal thing. You don't feel well, you go to the doctor, right? So again, the Gemara is not, it's not a rule that the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is using that as an illustration to something else. But the fact that I use it as an illustration seems to me is indicative of the fact that's what's done. The normal thing, the norm. The normal way of behavior is that somebody who doesn't feel well goes to the doctor. Now, we know, I just documented a few sources here, we know that the rule is that Pikuach Nefesh is Dochi, even Shabbos and Yom Kippur and so on, but I want to stress, you see that the halacha, it's not just the Pikuach Nefesh, but you listen to the doctor. The doctor's role is significant. So, for example, the Gemara says in Yuma, Pegim Lebeis, the Brisa says, Source 18, the Tanya Misha Nashon Nachosh, Koronai Rofa and Mokom Lemokom. And Rashi explains, Koronai Rofa is Shabbos, don't mind Shabbos. If someone's bitten by a snake, and it's assumed to be a poisonous snake, whatever, so then you summon the doctor even from another place on Shabbos. Doesn't matter. That's dangerous. And we all know the famous Rambam, source 20, the beginning of the second parak of Hilchos Shabbos, Parak Halacha Aleph, Dechuya hi Shabbos Eitzel Sakonos Nefarshus Keshar Kol Mitzvos. Shabbos is pushed aside in the face of danger to life like all the other mitzvos. Lefichach, therefore, Chol HaShiyesh Po Sakona, somebody's dangerously ill, Osin O Kol Tzachor B'Shabbos, but here's the key phrase for our purpose this evening, Al Pi Rofei Uman Shal Oso Makom. What do you mean you do all his needs? Who determines what his needs are? The answer is the expert doctor in that town. You go al pi rofe umotol samokom, and he says suffix utar chalav shabbos suffix utar v'chein im omar rofe lechalav as a shabbos v'rofe acher omar enotzarach, right? You have going for a second opinion. So one doctor says he's okay, doesn't it? The other doctor says, no, we better treat him now. Any kind of suffering, mechalav is a Shabbos. So suffering the first is doch is a Shabbos. But again, what I'm bringing is Rambam, not to tell you about Shabbos, you know that already, but to show you that it's alpi, the Rambam is stressing that the decision as to whether the Chol Shabbos take place is on the basis of what needs can be performed on behalf of this patient on Shabbos, in what otherwise would be violation of Shabbos, is alpi rofei uman. And therefore, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, same thing. Again, Aruchaim Simen Shin Chav Ches Yud Nachos Shabbos. The same thing, right? I mean, we don't need to. It's basically the same as the Rambam, even in the case of the suffering. And the same is true with regards to even Yom Kippur. The Rambam says in Source 22, Hilchos Shvisos also Perek Beis Alach Ches Chol Hashesh Bo Sakana Sheshal Lechav Mekipurim. Even if the doctor says he doesn't need it, but there we listen to the patient. Always listen to the patient, which is a different thing. But the second line, Omer HaChola Eini Tzorich. The Chola says, I'm okay, Rabbi, I confess, not a problem. But our Rofe Omer Tzarech, but the Rofe says, you have Machilin also, you force freedom, you do what you can to force freedom. In other words, we listen to the doctor, even at the expense of forcing somebody to eat in a kippah when the guy himself says, I'm okay. So you get the sense from all of this, right? And of course, the Rambam qualifies. Behushi Rofe Baki. I mean, obviously, we're talking about a qualified doctor. I mean, it's not just any nitwit. There's got to be someone who's qualified in opinion, bro. And then he says, what if two doctors and so on and so forth? Okay, do you go by the road? We'll get to that, okay? But anyway, so you see from there, and again, that's also in the Shulchan Aruch, right? In Aruch Chaim and Hilchos Yom Kippur, in Tov Reish Yuchas Sif Aleph, you listen to the doctor. My point is from all of this, it appears that Ramban's position strident it was, really is not the mainstream position. It's clear from so many other studies that the advice of the doctor is heeded, and it's not just that the patient comes to the doctor. Rather, you make the patient listen to the doctor, even to the point of feeding him on Yom Kippur or doing other things to violate Shabbos and so on. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Yud Zayin Bay, source 24, the Gemara says, there are certain things that a city has to have. You know, when you're looking to move somewhere, so what do you look for in a town? You want to have nice houses and parks, you know, which is yeshiva and a mikveh, whatever. You look for different things. So the Gemara discusses that too, Sanhedrin of Yuzan and Beis, and it says the city doesn't have the following things. The Talmud Chacham shouldn't live there. You have to have a Beis Din and a Kubas Tokin and a Beis HaKnesses and various other things. And on the list is Rofei. As a doctor, now Rashi says it means a moa, but the Rambam doesn't say that. Okay, the Rambam in Hilchos Deis in Perek Dalet Halacha Chav Gimel, he says, "Kol ir she'ein ba asar d'rav ha'elu ein tamid chacham rashai ladur b'socha ve'elu hein rofei." Prince Rofei is number one. Rofei didn't show up in the Gemara until later on in the list. The Rambam, and it's clear that the Rambam is a doctor, but it's clear the Rambam is talking about a doctor, not a moel, because that's why Prince Halacha Chav Deis also, the previous Halacha, he was talking about a place that doesn't have a Rofei, and clearly he's talking about a doctor. So Rambam doesn't learn like Rashi, he's talking about a moel. So that's what, again, you have to have a doctor in town, otherwise, you know, it's very fascinating. I just heard last night that, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut has the, and that, sometimes, I assume he's telling the truth, they have statistics, have the longest longevity, the highest rate of longevity, you know, longest life. People living in these communities, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, have the, a person has, guess which state, you know, which city has the, which state rather, has the longest, no. highest, whatever, rate of longevity, the longest life. I don't know, I figured it'd be someplace where it's a little calmer and around here. And he says, told me it was New Jersey, and right after New York and Connecticut. And we figure out why. The answer is because you have easiest access to the best medical care. Right? I mean, that's probably why. Because, you know, if you're in Iowa or someplace and you get sick, you have to drive for an hour to get to the hospital. It's not necessarily the best doctor. Here, you're going to New York, you go here, you got the best hospitals, the best doctors, you know, you go 1, 2, 3. I don't know, this is what this person found the last night. But be that as it may, that's what the Rambam says. You have to have a doctor. So, in summarizing, the Shulchan Aruch says the following. In Yoredeya, Simon Shin Lamed Vav Sifal, source 26. Nosna HaTorah Rishus L'Rof L'Rapos. One. To umitzvah, not only it's reshus, it's a mitzvah. It's not the doctor can't treat; it's a mitzvah for him to do it. That's what a mechaber understands. Uvechal pikuach nefeshu, v'moneya atzmo. Now it's unclear; is he talking about the doctor or the patient? But I think you could read it to the patient. V'moneya atzmo, harei zeshofer damen. Somebody refuses to go, then it's it could be the doctor. The doctor refuses to treat, but the word atzmo is. But okay, I can't prove it. Huh? You think the subject is the doctor? Right, that makes it sound like a patient. Well, I mean, the doctor, right. Okay, you're right. The second half sounds like it's the doctor, because, you know, you could say, well, let him go be treated by a different doctor, but he might be the better doctor. Okay. But the Emil Lois Asik before Ellen Kane Hubaki, okay, obviously you shouldn't get involved in the medical field unless you're an expertise, and you shouldn't involve yourself as a better doctor than you in this particular case. All right. And you're right, the theme of that is certainly the doctor. The repay shabbos was bezdin. What if a guy in the old days when the Jewish committee was run by bezdin? Bezdin would give a certificate. Today you don't need it. You have the medical, you know, license instead. Now on that Shulchan Aruch, the Taz in Zikot Nalef, he quotes the Ramban, and he says basically that may have been then. Maybe for certain yechidei segula, al kain ava idna chiyuv b'davar umitzah. He came to be ma'is adam chiyus atalav kach kain early nachon. He learned it, and the Birkei Yosef the Chidor says it even clearer. It's in Cotton Bays, number 28. The nira idna ain l'smoch al anes. Nowadays we don't. Again, the Ramban may have been talking theoretically. They were talking for a certain, you know, and there are other rayas because clearly the Ramban and like in Yuma and Osugas and Pikuach Nefesh on Yom Kippur, Ramban and those sugis, Ramban doesn't say, Ramban doctor says go to a doctor, and you have to listen to the doctor. Ramban himself says it. So it's not like he, you know, he says, oh, well, maybe better not to go to a doctor. In fact, the truth is, there's a tshuva, I didn't print it, but there's a tshuva in the Radvaz. I won't mention it before. The Radvaz has a tshuva. First of all, he calls a person who refuses to go to a doctor, and he's going to face him Kippur, he calls him a chassid shelter, you know, a pious idiot, okay? And there's another tshuva in the Radvaz who quotes, I think, the Rivah. One of the Balei Tosfos, one of the prominent Balei Tosfos, did not right away. He wanted to fast in Kippur when he shouldn't have, and he didn't, and he died. And the Radvaz goes so far as to say, you know, he doesn't punch it out, but he says he took his life in his own hands for no reason. You listen to the doctor. So the Chidor writes, the Lashon of the Chidor is a person is obligated to follow the norm and way of the world and call a doctor to heal him. As it says, he says it straight out. So he's certainly talking about the patient. Okay, in the Chidor. Chayav Achola Lisnaig Bederach Only Cross Off Your Penal. V'lav Kol Kmini L'Shana Suni Da'am V'Lomar Ki Hu Godu. You have no right to change nature and say, oh, are you greater than who? Certain Kama Chassidi Hadoros Shinistrapoli De Rofim? Plenty of greater people than you and me have, you and I have gone to doctors who treat them. Oh, no, I'm not going to go. Who has the right to say that? Kim'at Isu Yesh B'Dover. Kimat is a yesh bedaver. Either it's imishum yuara, right? It's excessive haughtiness. Imishum lismo chanisa ain't so chanis because you'll be mnaki, you'll trim down your zchuyos. Rather, on the yino kedarkon shel bnei adam, the ara kol ara. You do what's the norm, and like everybody else in the world does, lisrapa da derofa and so on. Of course, you know you recognize the betachon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on, ultimately, but the Chidor is clear. So, having said all of this, it's clear that, in fact, the position in Jewish law is not a Ramban, but rather that the person, you know, is required to go to a doctor when ill. So if that's the case, now we can talk about, you know, we have the setting up to pay doctors, because you can't, you know, you can, in effect, force people or to go to a doctor. And now the question is, what about the fee? So it's certainly clear that a doctor has a right to charge a fee. In fact, the Targum Unklus on that pasuk in Mishpat, in Perakof Allah Pasuk Yutas of Shmos, it says, V'rapol Yurapay. So look at the words in the Targum 29. But agar asya yashlim. Agar asya means the fee for the doctor has to be paid. Remember the case, though, the case where I caused harm, I beat up some guy, okay, or he beat me up more likely, so he has to pay for my medical bills, meaning agar asya yashlim. Rashi quotes in Chumash, Rashi in 30. Rapoli rapay kitargumu yishalim schar harofe. So obviously the rofe is allowed to charge a schar. We don't say, oh, you got to treat him for free and so on. He's allowed to charge. And as you'll tell me, it's interesting that same sugan of a kamad peheim and aleph, which earlier said in the kachin ushus rofe l'rapos. So the Gemara says, what if you have to follow? Let's say I'm the mazik, and you're the nizik. So I thank you. I hurt you, whatever it is. So now you have to go to the doctor. You present with you're sick, and you have to pay for my medical bill. So I said, you know what? Just so happens, I'm a doctor. I'll treat you. So the nizik has the right to say thank you very much. You know, that's like a lion. I don't want you near me. But then he says, you know what? My cousin is a good doctor. Okay, a friend of mine. My cousin's a good doctor. He'll treat you for nothing. So on that, is the mazik allowed to get out of payment? Then he has a cousin will do it, right? So the Gemara has an expression of payam al source 31. Yomalei my sina asa demagen morgan. Let me give you a doctor who'll treat you for free. You're allowed to say amalei, and this would be a nice thing for. I'm sure all doctors would love to hear this Gemara. Asa demagen morgan shove. A doctor who treats for nothing is worth nothing. Okay, there you go, right? A doctor you can put on in your office, right? A doctor who treats for nothing is worth nothing. No, I mean, it's true, you know, I mean, in some ways. Because, you know, if you're not getting paid, I mean, again, I'm not commenting here politically, but this is part of the whole issue of socialized medicine, right? And there's a problem, because socialized medicine, you know, I get paid the same. You know, so someone told me recently, you know, I heard that someone said recently that in England, and then the Olympics now, I don't know. In England there's socialized medicine, so including dentistry, and the way it works in dentistry is every dentist has to see X number of patients per year. They have a quota, because socialized medicine means the doctors are basically employed by the state, right, by the government. You get a salary, and you have to see X number of patients. So someone told me that it's very hard to find a dentist in London in December, because by then most the dentists have used up their quota, so they're not going to get paid more anyway. So they'll take off vacations. So what am I going to work for? I'm not going to get paid anyways. Right? You don't get paid. You get paid the same amount as long as you've seen X numbers. So once they hit the threshold X, so why should I continue to work? So you have a toothache in December in England, you're in trouble. You have to wait till January when they come back. You know. So that, again, that's one of the downsides of that system. You know, it's because when you're not getting paid, people work better when they're paid. They'll do a better job when they know they're getting paid. It's an Eretz Yisrael also like that. Eretz Yisrael also socialized medicine, but plenty of people pay to get better care. Well, why are they paying to get better care? Because the answer is, I want to have this doctor, or I know if I'm paying him, he'll do a good job. He's got to take some other schlep off the street. Right? It's just psychological. And that's what this Gemara says. That's what Rashi explained. I said, the mugging Shirapa Bechino Krovo. He's my cousin. You know, I have a cousin in the business. Right? That's the idea here. Now, in terms of getting paid, so that already opens a whole discussion, which I don't want to go into in great detail, but there's a Mishnah in Bechoros, which I quote in Source 33, Daf Chav Tes Aleph. The Mishnah in Bechoros talks about, doesn't talk about doctors specifically, but it talks about somebody doing other mitzvah-related activities on behalf of the tzibur. Are you allowed to charge for that? It's a mitzvah. So talk about, for example, a dayan. Dayan, which is a rabbi, knowledgeable, has to adjudicate disputes. So allowed to get paid. So the Mishnah says, I know the schar lodom dina b'talin. Or a guy takes a payment to give eidus, or to be involved in the paraduma, various different other things. So you're not supposed to charge for it. Ask the Gemara, the very bottom of 33, the same Gemara, Chorus Tav Chof Tesanol. That was the mission, was it? Menahani Mili. So there's a famous drosha. Amar Behuda, Amar Rav, Amar Kro, Re'eli Marati Eschem. Talmud Torah is the same thing. I'll charge the Talmud Torah. How we know? Because Mo Ani Bechinam, Afatam Bechinam, right? That's the famous drosha. Because Baruch Hu taught us the Torah for free, so we have to teach the Torah to others for free. Now I'll charge for it, right? So you're not allowed to charge anything. So on the next page, both in our sheets and in there in Bechoros, that's what the Gemara says. Tana Kapol Batel. Amar Abaye Kapol Batel is also more. It's called Tschar Batala. You're allowed to charge, you know, for your time, for what you otherwise might have been able to learn. Rashi there in Bechoros has a whole cheshbon. Tosas disagrees with all of the mathematical. And Shai says it's a mathematical cheshbon, right? But it's not so difficult. In the Torah 35, basically, it depends what your the assumption here was, and we'll see shortly that it's not the same anymore. The assumption here was that a doctor was not really a profession, and the person was, you know, had another job, and he also knew medicine, so he treated people on the side. Not like today, where that's the whole profession. So it depends what other job the guy has. Sometimes the job is the guy cuts diamonds. No kid Margolius, right? So he cuts diamonds. Now, meanwhile, now, because he's seeing three patients, he's not going to be able to cut as many diamonds, so how much would he have taken, and so on? And actually, it depends on what your job is. Cutting diamonds is one type of job. Laying bricks. Today, one of a guy who's a bricklayer on the side is a doctor. But in those days, anyway, the point is you get schar what you otherwise would have made, otherwise could have made, schar batala. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch codifies this in that same sin that we saw before in Eredeus Shin Lamed Vav in Siv Beis. Harofe Osir Lito Schar HaChochm of HaLimud. He can't charge for his wisdom and his learning. Aval Schar HaTorah VaBatola Mutter. Okay, now how exactly calculate it? But and the same thing in Siv Gimel about it. Mishesh was Samanim. Somebody has drugs, has medicines, right? Chaver Chol HaTorah Lahem. The guy's sick, he needs the medicine, right? Also, a house with him, he can't overcharge for these medicines. The guy's a pharmacist, and he has medicine, so he's not allowed to overcharge. Okay? And even if originally he said, but yeah, whatever, there's a certain rate. All right? And the Baruch HaShulchan, in Source 37, kind of summarizes this. Okay? He says, U'inyan schar harofe, Siv Gimel, of Siman Shin Lamed Vav. 37. Okay, you mentioned this before. That Veda's gufo he. You know, you're doing a mitzvah. You can't charge for doing a mitzvah. So I can't charge you for my knowledge and so on and so forth. So schar chochma limud aser. Aval schar torah schar batala mutar. Klomar says the Aruch HaShulchan. Schar chochma limud. By the way, that's Ramban talking. So you see, Ramban himself even allowed it. Before he was talking, maybe on a different level. Okay, you know, the guy tells you take this medicine. Okay, you come to a pharmacist or the doctor and say, listen, I need this, and he goes, take this medicine, recommend this medicine. That you can't charge for. But if he comes to you to visit and so on, as a tier, he travels to you, okay, or he has to write out a prescription that he's got to do, doing something, not just talking to you, then he has every right to charge. Okay? And that's what, again, Siv Dalet saying, that's the Aruch HaShulchan. Certainly, if look at the last line of Siv Dalet. Vada in nosel achol b'chit v'irach eretz. You travel, the doctor traveled somewhere else to see a patient, or not? Of course, you have to pay. Okay? Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a lengthier tshuva on this. In Source 38, it's Yoredei Chelek Dalet Sim Nun Beis. Now, these tshuvas were written after, you know, when Moshe was an old man. This edition came out. This is the eighth volume of the Sotra. Huh? Test just came out, but this is from Ches, this is from Volume Ches. And So Rabbi Mordechai Tenlos is Moshe Tenlos' son, the grandson of Moshe Feinstein, put out some of his tshuvas, and he writes in Agdamar footnotes, he writes that Moshe didn't write this, he couldn't write as much anymore, so he set it over, and you look there, it's half the print is in small print, because it's what the Tenlos stuck in himself. That's why sometimes in the yeshivas they refer to this volume as the Igros Mordechai and not the Igros Moshe. But anyway, it does say, he says, he's asked about this, but Moshe is aware of the fact that nowadays L'maisa, they get more than Schar Batala. Right, that's why we said that the Schar Batala means the same thing as Talmud Torah, right? The Rebbe also know how to charge. You only have to charge Schar Batala like a doctor. That's what the Rebbein should be paid the same as a doctor. That's I think the din is saying.
Because
you can't
pay
this
for medicine, because you pay a doctor.
Right, in that case, you are paying the salary. Yeah, in Echonami. Now, basically, you know, he was talking to the person, he said, it's Nog Ba'olam, you look in the second line, Amasha Nog Ba'olam, Sherof from Shomer Tarmitz, Lokum Yosem Ischar Batala, Avur Tipula Barifu Yehudim, and it seems to be against the Shulchan Aruch. And he says it might be different if it's a Goy, sick or whatever, okay? So if he charges more, so he can charge the Jew more also, he says. And the truth of the matter is, sometimes people, many Jews, he said, would prefer to see a Jewish doctor. So part of his point is, it's very nice to say that it's a mitzvah, but it's not just one, and Ramban himself actually makes this point. It's not just this doctor's mitzvah. But you can't say, well, this doctor's going to treat everybody, you know, and not charge, and everyone else charges. Because the mitzvah, I get, you know, as a head of yeshiva, sometimes you get a call that people need scholarships to pay for the tuition. Okay, fair enough. You know, so many yeshivas are very open in giving scholarships, but sometimes I get a call from a rabbi, shul rabbi, and me, I was calling to tell me it's a real legitimate situation, if I was out of work, whatever the situation is, and they get a rabbi giving musul, but it's a mitzvah, you gotta help this kid. So I always say, I agree it's a mitzvah, but it's not just my mitzvah. Okay, it's your mitzvah too. You know, maybe you have a discretionary fund, maybe why should the yeshiva absorb everything? Maybe there are other ways to get money from the community. You know, you're right, it's a mitzvah, but it's not just my mitzvah. You know, and that's one of my favorite ones. But now, in Baruch Hashem, usually I say, you know, I always say that it's much easier for me to go to the committee, to the board, to whatever else, and say, listen, I was told by the rabbi it's a legitimate need, and he himself told me he's going to kick in X amount. But can we give, and that carries much more weight with the board, understandably. You know, we're not in this home, not just telling the street, hey, it's your problem. You know, anyway, but that's just a side commercial. But getting back to the main thing, so Moshe writes in this tshuva, he writes at the very bottom of that. Okay, and not only that, but let's remember, he said that people had to take out a lot of investment to become a doctor nowadays, right? I mean, you know, the expenses and so on. Okay, so Moshe justifies it. So now we see that, well, there isn't anything to go to a doctor, and a doctor's allowed to charge a fee. So what responsibilities are there for people who can't afford to pay the fee? That's really cuts to the heart of the issue. We don't have socialized medicine, you know. Again, the issue of socialized medicine is that, okay, there's a downside, so to speak, is that you can't choose your doctor and so on, but at least, you know, you can afford it. But let's say a person can't even afford that. I mean, but certainly in our country, where there's no socialism, what are you talking about? So is any obligation if there's either on the doctor or on the extended community to help people who can't pay their medical bills.
So the have the idea that there's a responsibility of the state?
Let's see, that one comes up. That's the last question. That's the fourth question. This one's general in terms of the community. Okay? So the Pasuk says in Parashat Kedoshim, famous Pasuk, Vayikra Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Tes Zayin, or just in the second half, Lo Samar Ol Dam Reyecha, Ani Hashem. You can't stand idly by when someone else is in mortal danger. Right? And the other pasuk that's a reference you mentioned before is the pasuk of Hashavas Aveda, right? In the Perek of Hashavas Kiseitze, Ron Perek of Hashavas Aveda, Hashavas Aveda, you have to return lost items, and at the end it says Hashavo Solo. Okay. So the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin of Ayin Gimel Mer Aleph, 41. Gufa, Minayin Leroes Chaber Shutoveya Banohar. How do we know that you see somebody drowning? Okay. Oh, chayah gorarto, or is he being attacked by a wild animal? Oh, listing bonalov, attacked by wild people. The burglar is, muggers attacking him. How do we know shu chayah latzilo? How do I know that? I can't just walk, because it's not my business. Obviously, the guy's drowning and I can't swim, so then there's nothing I do about it. Okay, you don't say, I got to jump in. That would be two people drowning. Okay, but the Torah, well, you have the ability to help. So how do we know I can help? I'm just walk away. Not my business. I don't have to get involved. Right? Sometimes it's a lot easier to do that. But you're not allowed to. How do we know Chai? What's it? Tamar lo malo samar damayecha. That's the Chumash Pasuk lo samar damayecha. You can't stand by the blood of somebody else. Ask the Gemara. Is that Taka the Mokar? The Hasam Nafka. Learn that of Avedas Gufo Minai and Tamar Ola Shevo Solo. There's a Nitzah Shavas Aved on Mamo, and I find somebody's wallet. I have to restore it to him. I have to return it to him. I look inside and see he's got the name. So I return it to him. So if Avedas Mamo you have to return, if somebody's life is in danger, you have to return his life there if you can. You can't, but if you can, right, you can help him. If you have to return $10 to him that's in his wallet, and you certainly have to return his life. So if that's the mokor, I need the other possible samar dam reyecho. So the Gemara says, even hasma avin hanemil benafshei aval mitrach umegir agure emelo kamashal. Let's see Rashi. So Rashi says, Avedas gufo is kiyon shenitba benam in ayin shatam mitzuba la shevo. So again, it's an ender angim of av. So Rashi says, tamar lo la shevo so lo kor yaseru lemegir hashev as gufo la atmo. Give him hashevo so lo. That's exactly what you give his body back to him. Okay? But that it were for his honey mil benafsho. Well, I can physically help. If I can physically help you, I'm a good swimmer, you're drowning, I know life saving, so if I can go in, I have to do that. There's an animal attacking you, so I have a gun, so I can shoot the animal, and so on. But how do I know that I even have to want to spend money to save you? That's what I said. You got to do everything you can do. And if it means that, hey, you know, we got to get this guy to the hospital, and you see some fellow there, here's $100 drive this guy to the hospital, you got to do it. You have to be, so the implication here of this Gemara is you got to be willing out to lay out money to help someone else. Yes, that's your job. That's the combination of Osama Damayah, that's Osama Damayah on top of Hashem Osolo. Hashem Osolo means physically I have to help if I can. If I have to help monetarily, it's going to cost me money, or it's going to cost me time now. I got to drive here and go there. You need to get to the hospital. If I go, I'm going to miss a meeting with somebody. I'm going to come late. I'm going to get a doctor pay or whatever. I have to do it. That's what it means. Okay? Now, the Rambam, Paskin Zuchus Otseach, Perak Alav Yudalad. We mentioned in the past the full title Hilchos Otzeach is Hilchos Otzeach Ushmiras Nefesh. Okay, says the Rambam, Kol Yochel Lahatzim Lo Hitzil Over Alav Samar LeBeracha. Anybody who has the capacity to help heal someone else and save someone else and doesn't violate the Samar LeBeracha. B'chein Haroes Chaver Tovei Bayam O Listim Bama V'Chayra Balav V'Yochel Atzilo Hu Ba'atzmo O She Yiskor Achem Atzilo. I can't treat him, but there's a guy right here who knows how to do it. I'll give you $50 to help this guy. He doesn't do it himself. He's not Jewish. He doesn't know this dinner, whatever. You got to do it. That's the Rambam's lesson. Oh, she yiskor acherim latzilo. I have to pay someone else. Okay? Or whatever other case, this is what you have to do. Osama Adam Reyachon. Now, the Rosh makes an important comment in 44. It's that Sugin Sanhedrin Parchesim and Beis. Says the Rosh, the Hanitzol, the saved, the victim who's now been saved by you, Chayav Lifro Lematzo Mashahotzi. After he gets better, then he's got to pay back. He's got to pay me back for what I laid out. I don't have to lose money on this deal. At the time, I have to lay it out. But now, when you get better, let's say it's a doctor. Same thing. The doctor, someone comes to the emergency room and he's bleeding to death. If you come to the emergency room for a lesser emergency, they will make you fill out papers to tell you what. I remember about a year ago. That was probably 2 years ago. I was taking out the garbage, and it seemed that there was some glass in the garbage. It was very strange. I didn't feel it. I was walking, with the garbage bag, and it just sliced right through my calf. It was very strange. I didn't feel it. First I noticed that my pants ripped. That's what I saw first. And then I rolled it up, and I saw that there was a pretty neat slice. So I went upstairs. I thought, I got a Band-Aid. My wife said, Band-Aid, you got to go immediately to the hospital. So we go to the emergency room. And for whatever reason, the way it cut, it just, I guess it didn't hit a nerve. I was really not in pain. I'm just sitting there, but they're making me fill out the paperwork. Fine, I understand. But I noticed that other people in the emergency room are staring. I looked down, because it was blood coming out of the bottom of my pants. Because it looked very strange. It looked like I was sicker than I was, I guess, But anyway, but if that person comes in the emergency room on a stretcher, so they're going to treat you. Right, but I'm going to ask you.
They had just never seen a husband that takes out the garbage.
That was a chiddush, right? Anyway, But Baruch Hashem, so I needed a bunch of stitches, and all sort of ends well. But the point is, the pants were ruined, but the leg was stitched up. Anyhow, the point is that if someone comes to the emergency room with a real emergency, the guy's on a stretcher or whatever, they come a bit of car accident, some other serious thing, had a heart attack, they'll treat you. Now, says the Rosh, I meet for Chayav Lefor, lady has to pay back. If the guy has money. And if that's Portla Alokham, a tour, the reason I quoted the tour, you'll see in a second. It's the very the last sim in the Choshe Mishpat. The very end of Choshe Mishpat. It's in Tov Chav Vav. Choshe Mishpat. Haras Chareh Tavar Haral Shusim Barav Chayv Latzila Bein Begub Emo. Umil! In Yeshua Mamal Hatza Atzmo Chayv Shalayim Ozeh. The reason I brought the tour is because in the Shukharach, in that same sim in Tov Chav Vav Sif Aleph, doesn't mention that. Neither that you have to pay him back, or only if he has it, and so on. This doesn't mention it. Quotes the Rambam, also didn't mention it. So the Sma, the 47, now the word Sma didn't get printed, but the Sma is the one of the commentators on the side of the page in the Choshen Mishpat. Since we've caught an olive, he says, V'chosu ha-rosh da-tur b'simen zeh mi'um yesu ha-momen la-hatsa la-tsum chayv l'sham chaveru v'hebi ha-rosh v'ayla dober u'me-ha-tema she-shmita mechaber u'mer-mer-moshe. The Sma says, I don't know why the mechaber left it out, and Amor didn't pipe it in either. So it's strange. It's in the rosh, it's in the tour. In the same sim, Tav Chavav. So whatever reason, the Chavar and Amor both left it out. But that's what it seems to be. The point is, though, initially at least, the doctor or someone else has to be willing to help the poor person, you know, financially. Yeah.
It also seems that the tour for the first time said the word Haroah. So you might ask,
what do you mean Haroah?
The tour, it starts, the first word is
but that's the Gemara, no, Manayim Laroah, no. Means you see someone else, no?
But what if you don't? To what extent do you have to
Oh, does he get involved? Yeah, okay, good.
So it seems like that's...
Good. This implies there's already some involvement on your part, as opposed to some guy knocks on your door with a letter from a physician, right? We get these people every Sunday, right? One of the letters is that they've got 15 different letters from different doctors, you know, that he needs this treatment, that operation his daughter needs, and the Sunday daughter needs to be operated on. So there's a... Right, so that's a good question.
This was the Rambam has the Tefillas Harofei.
Mm-hmm.
So where is that brought down, the Tefillas Harofei? I mean, I see it all over the place, but is it something...
I don't know. I'm not sure if this one was really written by the Rambam. I'm not sure about that.
Mm.
I have to check, and then, we'll just... The famous Dr. Rosner, Fred Rosner, did a lot of stuff on... I have a book at home called The Medical Legacy of the Rambam, something like that. I'll take a look at it. I never looked into it.
I know on it says, whether
the
poor or rich.
Right. But that's the din. So that segues into the famous Mishnah in Kiddushin, that Pebe's went out, so 48, where the Mishnah says, Tov Shabarofim Legehenim. Right? A great statement. The best of the doctor should go to Gehenim. What does it mean? So Rashi explains. Source 49. Rashi explains, Tal Sharov and Yana, what does it mean? That's exactly what you're saying. What's the end of that Rashi? The Yesh Biyodo Larapo Sa'ani Vena Marape. The guy could treat the poor, he doesn't do it. Okay? And the Gemara has, so that's the type of doctor goes to Gehenna. He doesn't treat the poor. Now, the Gemara on the flip side praises very highly. There was a doctor named Abba Umna, Abba the doctor, that was his name. And the Gemara in Tainus Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara has that he was a righteous person and did all kinds of righteous things. So the Gemara added, Abaye was stunned to hear about such a tzaddik. So Amai Hava Ubda the Abba Umna. What was the greatness of Abba Umna? The Gemara gives several examples. One of them is the Isle Duchta the Tznia the Shadi Bei Pshita the Shakil. The Isle Shadile the Les Belo Mechsa. He had, adjacent to his office, like a bar room where you put the fee in, but it was in private. Whoever had money put in, whoever didn't put in, but nobody was embarrassed because everyone walked through the room. That's what the Gemara brings, one of the noble behaviors of this Abba Umna, okay, that he did it. Rashi explained, the Lo Michsa, the Lo Acha Shika, Lo Havi Yada Man Rami, Pshita Lo Hasa Man Rami. No one knows who put in and what they put in.
Yeah.
I remember hearing, and I've confirmed it, that in by the Breuer's Kehillah, they have, not the doctor, they have for burial, by the Chavar Kaddish, they have, burial costs a lot of money also, and they have a box they bring to the base of it, whatever people put in, they put in, nobody checks, and then the Kehillah takes care of it. So now, all of this indicates that there is responsibility of others to assist, whether it's the doctor himself or somebody else. However, in my understanding, it still falls short of legislation. This is tzedakah. It's a moral obligation. But it's not illegal. It's not imposed. It's a form of tzedakah. And in fact, the Tzitz Eliezer, So it was 52. The Tzitzel Yehuda Waldenberg, who was the just a few years ago, a great Tanachom Eretz Yisrael, among other things, was the chief halachic authority for Shari Tzedek Medical Center in Yerushalayim. He has many, many tshuvas on medical issues because he was the he was the go-to person for Shari Tzedek Hospital. It was obviously a major medical center in Eretz Yisrael. And he has a tshuva, his tshuvas are called Tzitzel Yehuda, so one section he has to chelak is called Ramat Rachel. So in Ramat Rachel, Ramat Rachel, and Simon Chof Dalad, and Ozvavi says as follows. Like we said before, you can't tell one doctor, you'll treat all the poor patients who can't pay. The other guys will treat the paying patients. You can't do that. Okay? And then he says, Azai ha'etza, he recommends, oh, shahakol tzorch lasos abukach mikupo shal tzedakah. It's a community obligation. Again, it's not legal, but it's not the state. But the kehillah should have some form of kupo shal tzedakah. Oh, l'sove v'alapsochim. Okay? Or to go around door to door knocking, you know, for help for people. Oh, l'sade v'koch bezin, that they should set up. Or the call should set up Torah Nus, Eitzel HaRofim, HaMetsuyim. That all the doctors have on a rotational basis, Shekol Echad Yirape Chinam Leis HaTzorach, Lefi Torah HaMagia. You're on call this month, the other doctor, this month you'll treat the poor patient, next month the other guy will treat the poor, whatever. The Kehillah should set such a thing up. That's the best way to do it. That's like, in a way, like the socialized method. That's the clinic thing. Now, it may mean that in a given month, I, as a poor person, may not get the doctor I want. So you can say, well, that's not fair. A rich person, you know, he can choose his doctor. Well, yeah, okay, no one says, Allah doesn't say that the rich and the poor are exactly the same. And the rich guy has a nicer house than I do also. The richer guy wears nicer clothes, has a nicer car, and takes a nicer vacation than me too. Right? So we're not saying that you have to get everybody has to have access to a doctor. But that's the thing to say, so make a rotation. All right, in a given month, I'm not so thrilled with the doctor. I'm sorry, so you can't pay. You know, just like the same thing. You want a bigger house, but you can't afford it. So what are you going to do? Right? So that's what he says. Either set that up, uksha'kal ba'vicholas yoser, and if the call, as you have more money, Hamid Ayosim Shubachas Bizet, Shahim Yipu Maskoris Chadashis Kul, the Rofa for Zet. Let the call pay that month that this doctor's on call to treat the poor people. He'll get paid that month by the community funds, right? He'll get that amount of money. Tmoris Piska, Shacholi Abnem. You know, he'll have a piece of card, a ticket, or something that he treated, and so on and so forth. And he'll get paid for that amount. That's what he says. And that's what he writes in Zion. Umatov in the Noim, Hema Kupos Acholim. These Kupat Cholims, and so on and so forth, like they have in Eretz Yisrael. We're at Brahmana, Bashan Gomel Chasarim, etc. So, we do have now, this is question three, the notion of other people pitching in to help others, but it's still set up in the, as a tzedakah, something that's a moral level, a tzedakah obligation, not the state. The one thing that we found, that I found, and I'm sure there are other sources that relate to a state, is the following. There's a Mishnah in Bava Basra, of Zainab and Bezal, we'll move to wrap up, source 53. Mishnah in Bava Basra says, there are certain things, communal needs, which can be imposed on people. Kofin also, for example, Livnos Beishar, Videlis Lachotzer. You want to have your neighborhood enclosed. In the olden days, they had walls around the city for security purposes. Well, who pays for those walls? Well, that's taxes, right? Everybody, and everybody's got to pay. You can't say, I'm not interested. Okay? Rav Shimon Gamliel says, not every chotzer needs, and so on and so forth. But, kofen oso livnos le'ir chomo dosayim u'briach. And that's how the Rabban Paskins in 54, chushchenim, paragraf alochal of kofen b'nei o'ir zezeh, lasos chomo dosayim u'briach le'ir, and also livnos le'im beis haknesses. And the Likno Sefer Torah, right? Sometimes people donate a Sefer Torah. What if no one donates a Sefer Torah shul? The shul has to commit to the Sefer Torah. So it's understood that everyone's going to have to pay. Right? We set that up here for the Arab. Every shul pays for the Arab based on the dues they collect in the shul, right? I mean, certain community needs, right? Likno Sefer Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Kedesh, Yikra, and Kol Mashiach, Tzibur, etc. And that appears in the Shulchan Aruch also. Yeah, right. That's what it says. I don't know about that problem. Okay, only one crazy shul has it. Anyway, so it says in Choshen Mishpat, we have a cloth for our stories in our shul. Limits the amount of people who read our stories. So it says in Choshen Mishpat, Simon Kuf Samach Gimel Sif Aleph, kofin bnei er zeh zeh. Afilu miut kofin asamarubim. Even if the, you know, the majority of people don't want it, but if it's considered a need, lasos chomad osamriach, libos en bezakneses, liknos sefer tonin iksubim. And the Ramah adds at the end of the second line of 55, hagah, v'hu adin l'chol tzorche ha'ir. Don't think it's limited to only these things the Mishnah that Rama mentioned. Call whatever is considered a communal need. Okay?
And
the kofin there is Ezel Achnis Orchim, have Achnosis Orchim fun, Lechalachan Stoke fun, and so on. And call Tzerchitim, which Erechol Ashos, Atmei Shoshu, call Balabatim, Hanosim Mas, everyone pay tax, and so on. And later in Siv Gimel, 55 still, call Tzerchit Ear, Afovishim, Tzosan, Enon Srichin. What if some people don't need it? Right? Kigon based Chasnos. A place to hold the wedding. Well, my kids are already married, or my kids are 3 years old. I'm not worried about a place. Do I have to chip in for or mikveh? Right? My wife's older, my wife's younger, whatever. She's having babies all the time. They don't need the mikveh. Right? The answer doesn't matter. Everybody in the community has to chip in for that. Okay, I feel the hockey tzrichin liten chalkon. And the Orach HaShulchan on that same simon, Orach in Chosh Mishpat, in Kuf Samar Gimel, specifically mentions, after all the things, you know, a shul and a rav and a chazin and all these things, look what he says on line, fourth to last line. Liskor melamdim, you have to have teachers, melamdim Torah b'neim, the lasos beis hacholim b'shul choloim aniyim. The Hashulchan specifically mentions that as an effective tax. So there you have, Josh, the closest I found to like a state-imposed thing. The problem is, all these things, kofin, but, you know, what if there's just not enough money? In other words, that's always a problem. How do you prioritize? I don't have an answer to that. It's, well, what takes precedence over what? Sometimes they talk about, you know, a mikveh, of course, is of great precedence. I think the post can talk about what if there's the shul can afford either a rav or a chazan. Right, what do you get? They say you get a rav. You know, it's about bun and paskin, you get a rav. So the whatever, there's always questions of priorities. And to add to the point, we don't, you know, say in halacha that, well, you know, the only thing we should worry about is hospitals to take care of the poor. In other words, even as much of a premium as we place on pikuach nefesh, like, you know, if you go to a concert hall in New York City or a museum, you know, you walk in and on the wall is lists of benefactors and donors who gave millions and millions of dollars for the upkeep of this museum or for the Carnegie Hall or for whatever. So you ask a question, isn't it better to give your money to the hospital? How do they give money to a show of concerts? Well, live without the concert. Live without the look at ancient artifacts that people who are dying. So how do you not, you know, but we don't say that. We don't say that. We don't say that every tzedakah dollar and so on, every charity dollar, and even American or non, there is such a thing called quality of life. And if it's, you know, tircha de tzibur, docha de tzibur, and so on, that to say that a tzibur should give every nickel only to medicine, you know, or we should, you know, for example, pidyon shruyim, which is a major mitzvah, right? It's the biggest form of tzedakah. That's the sugim barabasa and bafches and the barabasa and the shachar also. I didn't print on the pages. I forgot this in Mishnah. In the other day, if pigeon shrimp is the highest stocker, but the post can, but you don't have to sell your house for pigeon shrimp, right? There comes a point where we say, so that's always the problem. So, but Lemaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan does say that one of the things you have to have is a hospital, and it can come through the form of taxes. I don't see that translates into telling people that you have to buy medical insurance. I think it seems to me that, you know, the government can impose taxes, and this is one of the things taxes go for, to make sure that the hospitals have the wherewithal to treat everybody, even people who can't pay. You know, but...
But halacha mandates staka. You don't have a choice. I mean, you may not give it, but you don't have a choice. Why should
right,
it be different?
But the amount, so you can, that's the issue. You can give staka.
Okay. Concept.
Right, so you can... But again, so you can give staka. You can say that that's a form of tax. But to tell people I've got to buy... And again, this is always, I'm not, you know, in other words, at what point do you say that the government is intruding too much? I mean, after a while, somebody's going to say you can't buy Coke bottles of a certain size, right? Which is come up, right?
But I'm thinking about halacha seems to be much more invasive than...
Well, in that sense, that, you know, well, everybody has to give tzedakah, but at the end of the day, how much you give and to what you give is ultimately your choice, right? And how much do you have to give... and how you prioritize is a question, and that's a big question in tzedakah. Now, what tzedakah do you give to over what?
But it seems that halacha is the prime example of your behavior being legislated.
Right, okay, so halacha can dictate you do have to buy a pair of tzon, right, or you have to have an esrog on sukkos, right? So in that sense, yeah, but here it's a step removed, right? I mean, here you say that I have to buy something that itself is not a mitzvah, it's just that there's money in the system for somebody else.
Well, I have to preserve my own body.
Right, right.
But this is only talking about, this is not about taxes, this is about that I have to buy.
I know, but insurance. If I can, but shouldn't I have the right to say that I'll pay the doctor on my own? But that's part of the problem. Many people, again, I'm not an expert in this area, many people would prefer, rather than paying premiums, you know, except for like major, let's say, hospitalization, whatever. But if you're a person, especially younger people, just don't use physicians that often anyway. I mean, how many times do you see a doctor? You know,
just try to beat the system. They have plenty of money, but they're willing to spend it only for specific situations.
Right, right. So that's the question. Right, but does the government have the right to tell me that, listen, I'm not using a doctor that often, so a few times that I'll use it, I'll pay for it myself. I'd rather do that than have whatever it is cut with my paycheck for, you know, for medical insurance every month. You know, so... And of course, any of the people who can afford it but don't buy it either. I just, again, my sense is that the halacha imposes, yes, there's an imposition on stucco. It's of course over this stucco, and I can see it as a tax. I can see the government has the right to impose tax, which I think is important. I don't know how tax would fly in the United States, a medical tax on it.
Well, that's what the Supreme Court said. This is a tax.
Right. So they ultimately ruled that it was a tax. It wasn't presented that way initially, you know, as being attacked. But you're right. As a tax, I think the halacha would say it's part of cult. At least according to Aruch HaShulchan, who mentioned specifically sickness. Anyway, I'm not here to paskan, nor am I here to, you know, opine on the political issue. Just sharing with you some of the halachic issues that come up. Okay.